A lesson from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. On this dark night, we travel with the shepherds to the manger in Bethlehem because the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Now, in our Western world, we often paint the picture in our mind of the shepherds kind of pushing open the barn door, and there, far back in the barn, on a stack of hay, is Mary and the baby in the manger. And in our mind's eye, we either picture the baby lying in the manger, or like in our service folder, it pictures baby Jesus cradled in Mary's lap. The one person, however, who is often relegated to the shadows is poor Joseph. Why, even the shepherds get more attention than Joseph did. And yet, in Jewish culture, Joseph would have been a formidable figure in that stable, for he was the man of the house. As Mary delivers, as any Jewish mother delivers a baby, one of the first things she does is to hand that child over to the father. And she would be lifting up baby Jesus to give him to Joseph, not just for him to give him a nice hug, but to claim him as his own. "This is my son, with all the protection and rights and privileges of being my son. only here Mary was handing him a son of someone else. What would Joseph do? Well, Mary's pregnancy really put Joseph into an emotional whiplash. Mary and Joseph loved each other. They had made their vows to be husband and wife to each other. And in typical Jewish custom, they would wait 6 to 12 months to get together the marriage arrangements, the wedding arrangements, to get together a dowry, to get ready to exchange presents as part of the wedding service. And over those 6 or 9 months in Jewish culture, they were considered husband and wife. And Mary would be afforded all the protection of a husband. And yet, over those 6 to 12 months, Mary's virginity was also protected because she would never leave the presence of her parents. And then came that day when Joseph found out that his wife was pregnant with someone else's child. How could this be? First whiplash, how this must have broken his heart. He probably asked himself question after question, why would she do this to us? I thought she loved me. Who is this other gentleman in the wings that she would live such a scandalous life with him and destroy herself and destroy our relationship? Not understanding any of it. But that forced him to a very hard question, didn't it? How do I divorce her? Should I make it public? Humiliate her so all the world knows that I'm an innocent in this situation, is not my child, and she is the sinner? Or do I do it very privately as to protect Mary as much as I could? And Scripture says Joseph had in mind to divorce her quietly. But then comes a second whiplash. He goes to bed to think on this. And who should appear to him but an angel from heaven? Joseph, Joseph, take Mary home to be your wife. What? Are you kidding? How am I supposed to do that? For what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She has not been unfaithful to you. And the Holy One to be born is the Son of God. You will give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Wow. This is the Messiah? This is how he's going to enter the world? Through us? And when Joseph woke up, Scripture says he set his heart on doing exactly what the angel had told him. No more whiplash. And that's what brought him to this night. Mary gave birth, and she's lifting her child up to Joseph. What is he going to do? Joseph didn't hesitate for a moment to take that newborn child in his arms and to give him his name and all the protection afforded under that, for the Son of God was born to Joseph and to you and me. Joseph was all in, even though so much of this made no sense to him. And was totally overwhelming the more he thought about it. I wonder if Joseph ever caught all those ironies that were right before him in his arms at that moment. The creator of the world, the one who feeds all the animals of the field, all the birds of the air, and all the people in this world, was now a weak little infant who could not even feed himself. And as Joseph held this newborn babe in his arms, he would realize, this is the all-powerful, all-knowing I Am God. And now he lies with diapers on? This is the God who called Abraham, Isaac, Israel, and spoke to Moses from the bush. And now he can neither speak nor walk because he's a small little infant. He was there before the beginning, and now he's taken on human flesh, and he begins again as a human being. This squirmy little bundle, Almighty God in frail flesh. Do you understand it, Joseph? Do we understand it? Isn't that amazing? Joseph picked up this baby so that he would legally have the line of David as his ancestry. Jesus picked up Joseph and us and holds us in his arms so that we might legally be the children of God. And all that affords us. Joseph would protect this child. But it's this child who is protecting Joseph and us. I wonder how long it took for Joseph to look at this baby in the eyes and look. This is the child who's going to take on my sin, my guilt, my punishment, and bleed and die. And it's one thing to think of that in the abstract. It's another thing to look at this baby in the face. And for me, God gave his one and only Son that whoever believes in him has everlasting life. This is the Son of Glory. This is Mary's Son. True God and true man. What a mystery divine. But in him, we have life and salvation, the gift of God, our eternal Savior, the one to whom the angels in heaven sing for all eternity, and the one on this night that all Christians look to. You see, it's not Mary or Joseph who are the important ones in this stable. It is the Lord of glory. And this very night, all around the globe, Christians in every nation have been turning their eyes and their hearts to the babe of Bethlehem, their newborn king, their Savior, who is soon to come and take us to glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Amen.